It's March 8th, 2016, Tuesday, about 5:45 or so p.m. And I'm on a walk here. It's a work day, or it was a work day, and it's really impossible to share, to describe how I feel after several hours in the presence of a cellular tower in terms of my energy level and coherence. Had I been lounging about or even working but in a non-physical manner for several hours in an EMF protected or reduced area, at the end of that day, or you know, periodically, I'd be getting these bursts of energy that I would need to ground physically, and it would be coming from a very coherent place in me physically, you know, integration of my body and mind, my spirit. It would just be crying out for a physical grounding. But that's not where I am right now. You know, I'd like to say, hey, I'm ready to you know, do a 4-hour hike with a whole lot of incline and, you know, burn off some energy. And I weighed 221 this morning, 221 pounds, which is, I've never seen anything higher than 221.5. Although I think I've been higher than that, I just didn't want to look on the scale. But I'm at least 10% overweight. I should be under 200 for my joints, just for my body, my health, my heart, everything. And I'm not. And I had pretty high blood pressure last time I had it checked. I think it was before Christmas. I had a dermatology appointment to scrape a callus on my foot that I couldn't get to. And, I think my, systolic, diastolic, whatever the larger number is, it hit, like, that's the pressure when the heart is actually, like, I guess this one is squeezing the blood, pumping the blood, and it's the pump mode, not the relaxed mode. So it's a contraction. And it was like 148, or in the 140s, I believe. Maybe it was a high 130s, but I think it was in the 140s, which is the highest I've ever seen it. Most of the time in Hawaii, but that's a long time ago now, you know, 12, 15 years ago, hell, I would be, you know, 112 over 72 or something, you know? I mean, it was just pretty good. You know, those are good numbers, but not, you know, 148 over 84 or whatever it was. So what am I saying here? I'm working in the presence of a cell tower and Wi-Fi and just how I feel there and persisting there. I'm doing well. I mean, though I'm aging and I'm working well with a wide range of people. I'm full of humor, generosity, kindness, patience. Intellectually, I'm capable. I'm able to direct people and keep up with projects that need to do. And but it's at great cost, because how do I even describe this? It's like every cell in my body has got a slipped disc. If you consider like your spine, I'm out of alignment on a metabolic and energetic level. It's impossible to describe adequately. And all you really can do is just, for the most part, you lie down, you shut off, you just let this extra energy that has been pumping through you, amplifying through you, this digitized, man-made EMF, this overload, you allow it to discharge on its own, and it takes some time. And you know, you need to be horizontal, generally, and in an area of reduced exposures. And perhaps in 12 hours or 24 hours, you'll be ready for a decent hike. But right after a day of this kind of exposure, I'm not good for much. I am not good for much. And so, and plus there's like a flu going around or something going around. There's a lot of sick people at work, and the air has been burning my eyes. We had some winds and sand, but they were spraying today, and I'm inhaling some of that right now. So I'm just dragging myself through. After my vacation at Christmas time, you know, I lost a pound or two, but I felt more vital, and it was because I was doing more intensive aerobic activity, and I kind of had promised myself to put in a 10-mile walk after work. But what I've found is that my energy gets off. You know, I'm revving too late at night. You know, it's an hour each way drive, plus 4 hours out here. And that's 6 hours after a full day of work. And when I get home, I've got laundry, I've got dishes, I've got I got to shower, and I got to eat, go through mail, whatever it is. It's I'm not getting to bed till 11:30, and I'm not really ready to doze off. So there's been a few times where I haven't slept well, and I woke up irritated. And it affected my conduct at work. I just was not connecting with people. I felt agitated, anxious, impatient, and I can't have that. I want to get a good night's sleep, and I want to be, I need to be 100% at work. For the most part, people love working with me, the quality of my attention, I am considerate, and I do well when I'm feeling well, and it's essential for me to succeed there, and so, at the risk of further weight gain, I'm just going out here for, instead of 10 miles, making it 6. I'll walk 3 miles, and then I go off the trail or off this dirt road. There's some yucca plants that I have found that there's a nice spot to lie down on that's not too, the rocks are not too, it's some pebbles, and I can just lie down. It doesn't bother my back or anything. And then rather than push onward another 40 minutes or another 2 miles in this westward direction that I'm going right now, I lie down, I rest, and I'm probably getting, I'm there for 20 or 30 minutes. And there's been a couple of times where I've almost fallen asleep out here. The point of that is just to rest and to ground energetically and to focus more energy on my increasingly prominent gut. I've never had a gut like this. It is growing. And I need to just be calm and focused on my digestive processes there. And again, just to breathe and to be and to release this charge that gathers about me in toxic, electromagnetically toxic areas. And what I've found now, it's been a couple of weeks since I've been doing this, I have been calmer, I have felt better, and I'm sorry that I'm not able to exercise as much as I would like, but I can't afford a 4-hour or 3 hours and 45, but you know, getting dressed, undressed, rest, you know, eating some sardines at the halfway point, whatever I do, it's, you know, it's 3 hours and 45 altogether. And then time at the car, plus the drive to and from here. I can't sustain that on a work day, and I need to have an earlier start. And then, yes, I could do 4 hours up here, no problem. On a weekend, on a day that I'm not working. Yeah, I just feel, I don't know how you describe it. Again, I've already used some words. Dislocated, slip disc. I'm just not in alignment. And intensive exercise at this time it just doesn't feel right. You have to follow your gut sometimes. My gut, my prominent gut, my instincts, my inner wisdom. You know, there's many times where your brain is just, it's thought of everything so many times that it just is in a knot, but your gut knows what to do. You've already made the decision. You just have to follow your intuition, and might not be what you wanted, but your heart, your gut, you knew what to do. You knew it was the right thing to do. And you just have to let go of that other outcome, that other action that just wasn't appropriate for whatever reason, even if it was what you thought intellectually you aspired for, but for the reasons that your whole being intuited and comprehended, it's just not something that's right for that moment. So I'll just let it go for now. Anything else to comment on? No, not now. Over and out.